Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. I never really told anyone, but the real reason why I came to Tampa is, you know, because when he came down here, he did an interview with Howard Stern, and he told Howard Stern I had, you know, the nicest piece in the locker room. Like, it was very beautiful. So I was like, that is a gentleman. What a guy. Like, I want that guy always throwing me the passes.
Some people spend their money on stocks. Others spend their money on women, yachts, boats. Those are the same thing if the size is right. I spend my money on Pokemon cards. Sitting to my right is one of the largest purchase of my life. I've collected 6 first edition booster boxes worth $2 million.
I'm not clapping for $2 million. That's two of my houses.
Wait, six. Worth? No, it's worth more than that, though. The last one just went for $425, didn't it? That's like $2.6 million.
So I bought these when they were around $300,000 to $400,000. It's taken me 3 months to collect these boxes. If you saw my vlog that I put out on my YouTube channel, hey, finally did that. Yeah, it's been a crazy journey collecting these boxes. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. These are my prized possession. We have to like scatter them across the earth. So they're not all in one place, right? Because they're each going for about $400,000 right now. But we are breaking open one of these on February 27th. Again, if you saw the vlog, you already know this. But each of the 36 packs inside of these, hopefully with Charizards in them. By the way, the Charizards are going for like $350,000 now. Each of the 36 packs inside whichever one of these boxes that I'm breaking open is up for auction right now. Golden Auctions. The link is in the description. It's going to be an epic historical event. February 27th, 6 p.m. PST. Actually, the 25th anniversary of Pokemon. It's on Pokemon Day. And speaking of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, the booming industry that is decentralized currency, we have an NFT, a first break Logan Paul holographic NFT that is attached to the pack when you buy it. There's going to be only 44 ever minted by an up-and-coming blockchain company called Bonly. So if you win on the auction, again, goldenauctions.com, the link for that is in the description, you also get this holographic NFT and expedited grading by PSA should you pull a holographic card. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, subscribing, viewing, watching, subscribing, viewing, watching, and listening.
Listening.
Yeah, make sure you hit that subscribe button as well. We have a great episode today. We got Pokemon cards next to us. The Gronk brothers are coming on. We got to get them on Zoom. We already shot it. We're just going to cut to it right now. Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe I'm saying this. We got the Gronks in the house. The Gronk brothers are in the house.
Wow. Let's go.
We got him live here on Impulsive. Rob, as you already know if you're watching this podcast, is headed to his 6th Super Bowl. Number 6. That's insane. That's insane. You must be so proud of your brother, guys. My brother's not gone to one.
Well, he sits in the stands.
Actually, no, I got an extra ticket for him.
Yeah, he goes and sits in the stands.
He'll go. He's never played. And he never will.
I got one for him. $20,000. I got a ticket for him. $20,000.
Rob, that's above face value. That's like a 50% markup, isn't it?
Actually, that was face value. $40,000.
Hey, that is the great deal.
I gotta make some money.
Hey, so we just got done doing a little Q&A for the fans on your guys' YouTube channel, The Gronks. By the way, kudos to you guys for putting an effort on actually growing and fostering a YouTube channel and your audience. You guys, your dedication to your fans and even the fact that you're doing media during Super Bowl week, during this very special time in your brother's life, means a lot to all of us. I know you guys are doing a giveaway. I just want to let Impulsive audience know real quick. Tell me about this giveaway you're doing. You got cleats and used underwear, correct?
So we're doing a giveaway. for my sixth Super Bowl. It's going to be a six-day giveaway. It started today, Tuesday, and it's going to go all the way till Sunday, till the Super Bowl. But we're just giving away products that, you know, that are my favorite brands, including my brother's brand, Ice Shaker. We're giving away $1,000 to Top Golf, Buffalo Wild Wings. And we grew up in Buffalo, and we love wings. We love to eat wings. We love blue cheese on our wings. And we're also giving away signed gear, signed cleats, game-worn cleats, signed gloves, game-worn gloves, also a signed jersey. It's just going to be epic. It's going to be a lot of fun. Chris came up with the idea last week. He's been posting like crazy about it. Just go to win.gronknation.com to enter.
Fantastic. It's like he's done this before.
Yo, he got that a lot.
It's great at plugging. That was such a good plug.
He practiced that before it went on.
The link is in the description. Okay, I'll make this quick. You know, we got 30 minutes. I was hearing stories about you guys getting in fights growing up, you know, as brothers do. One in particular where a fork was thrown across a room and stuck in someone's elbow. Who threw the fork?
So that was all Rob. I don't even know if he remembers, but he was chasing me, couldn't catch me because I kept running around the table, running around the island in the kitchen. So he grabbed the fork as he ran by the island, and I ran the other way, and he threw the fork all the way across the whole entire house, and it landed in my elbow, got stuck in my elbow, walking around with the fork in my elbow. But
what an athlete.
I'm glad it was just my elbow and not my eye or something else. That could have been really dangerous.
I imagine it's just dangerous living in that house at that time, just in general.
Yeah. Also, there's one other thing I did to Glenn. There's a video out there, a home video, when we were playing mini sticks. I absolutely leveled him. I mean, it was fair. I'm only 4 years older than him as kids. So I absolutely leveled him, and he had to get stitches in his chin, and it ruined Christmas. Actually,
like 4 years
kind of made Christmas better.
Like 4 year separation, like he was in elementary school and you were in high school, or like what was the age difference?
Yeah, what is the age difference between you guys?
He was about 4 and I was about 8.
Yo, you gotta remember, I was also like 5'5 when he was 8 years old.
Oh, my size now. I'm almost 30.
I'm 4 years old.
Hey, Rob, I was getting a lot of questions when we were on the live stream. Something about faking sprints.
Oh yeah, yeah. So here we go. Oh, Dan.
Yeah, Dan. I okay. Just got in. Fun.
Yeah. So Dan, this is incredible because it goes all the way to talking to Dan tonight about this story. But over the summer, we had to do virtual workouts because of the pandemic, because we couldn't go in and do our actual workouts with the coaches. So we had to film about 3 sets. Of everything, like 3 sets of our bench, you know, 3 sets of our lower body workouts. And then you got to, at the end, you run. So you had about 20 sprints and you had to film about 3 to 4 of those sprints. So then I was getting sick of filming. Like it was like week 5. I'm like, all right, do I got to really film all these? So one day I just brought out a couple of t-shirts. And after 3 sprints out of the 20, I would take the t-shirt off and then film the next 3 all in the same day. So then when the next day came, the next time I had to run sprints, I didn't even run the sprints. I just sent in the film of me with the other shirt on. And Dan was...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There, Dan, what you were the witness. What happened?
So there was some secret sauce to it, too. I mean, you had to do some other things, too. You were dumping the water over your head so your shirt would get wet, so it looked like you're sweating in it, too, for an extended period of time. But we had
I did do that, too.
He still did his other workouts. He didn't want to film on, or he's like, all right, I'm going to go throw with Brady tomorrow and run 500 sprints. I'm not going to do my run workout tomorrow, you know? So he's like, just film me now. Here's the water. Here's the shirt. Dumped water over his head. And all right, I look sweaty now.
Boys, it's a classic case of working smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
Also, like, who likes doing sprints? I imagine you've been doing sprints for your whole life now. Like, at what point have you just run too many sprints?
Exactly. It was already too much. It was just well needed to just, you know, cheat the system a little bit. It wasn't even cheating the system. It was working smarter, not harder, like you said.
Bingo.
But the best part about it is our financial guy, he came up to me today and he goes, oh, so like you had a little bonus. And I remember, you know, sending the bonus over to you, to your account. He goes, I might have to take it back. We might have to give you a letter. You owe us that bonus back because, you know, you didn't really do the workouts. He started messing with me back. But, I told him, yo, buddy, yo, Mike. That's his name. Yo, Mike, I'm keeping that money. You can't do anything about it. Yeah, you're right.
Rob Gronkowski comes up to you and says, yo, Mike.
Yeah, which is my name.
Yep. I'm taking your milk money.
Just keep it, man.
Keep it.
You can have it, bro. I can bring you more tomorrow. You know, like, no problem.
You know what he said he eats before his Super Bowls?
Children. Full-size fucking children, dude. I don't want an entire cow. Like, what's the answer, dude? I don't know.
A peanut butter and jelly sandwich and chocolate milk.
Oh, that makes sense.
And chocolate
that sounds like
milk?
That sounds like some Amherst, New York shit, dude. That's what I'm pretty sure that's what they do up there in fucking Amherst.
My mom and dad packed me that for the fifth grade. I didn't think it was going to be like a football
that's
preparation.
That's what fuels the best athletes on the planet.
Well, peanut butter is a great protein.
Yeah,
for
but
energy.
What about Nesquik? Isn't that kind of like, oh, Nesquik? I get you now. Dude. Now I know why you're fast.
But Rob, I heard you're feeling the best you've ever felt in your days, and I know, you know, you had a little stint where you had some fun. You partied in the off season, you know, in between games or whatever. You know, I wasn't there, but I heard. But now, has the PB&J diet led you to become this super athlete, or how are you feeling, and what's your secret?
You know, I'm feeling really good, man. I'm going on my 20th game this year, and I actually never played 20 games in my lifetime in the NFL because we usually, you know, my first 9 years, I've always had a bye week in the playoffs, which is incredible. So I never played on the wild card weekend. So this is the first time I'm going to be playing 20 games in a season. And it's also the first time I have completed a full season since about 10 years ago in 2011. So that's just incredible. I'm definitely super proud about it. You know, that was one of my goals coming in, is just to play every game, be consistent every game. And I would just say, you know, just you live and learn. There's some times where I was like, oh man, I should have done things differently, but now this is the chance to do it. This year was a chance to do things, you know, that didn't really go the way I wanted to go back in the day. So it's about, you know, eating healthy, taking care of your body more, making sure you get the proper sleep. Because as an athlete, going into your 30s, you definitely got to watch out. You definitely got to take care of yourself more. It's not like you're 21 years old. I can tell you my resume at 21 years old, it was 100% totally different than what it is at 31 years old. I was out after every game, even Friday nights. Now it's like, man, after the game Friday night, can I get some extra treatment? What can I do? Some extra sleep. So just making sure you're ready to go week in, week out, you know, when you're in your 30s.
So Rob, we talked about it earlier before you jumped on, but does that mean you will not be at Shrine Nightclub this time after Super Bowl number 6 dropping 100 G's in the club?
Well, hold on. That's after the Super Bowl, so you never know what may happen. I can't make any promises there. But, you know, leading up to the Super Bowl, I will not be there. I'll be trying to shine on the field.
That's right. And what about Gronk Beach? No Gronk Beach this year either. Is that happening?
No, it should have happened. We could have had, you know, the number one Gronk Beacher, Gordy Gronkowski, last year, Gronk Beach in the stands with the fans, popping champagne everywhere, which was legendary. I looked over, I was on stage, and I was like, the party's going on over there. In the table section, not on stage when I looked over.
That's that right, baby.
Yes. And then just know we're going to take off this year from the Gronk Beach Party. But it's just pretty cool to be, you know, to have that Gronk Beach Party last year when I was not playing, and then coming back and then going to the Super Bowl. It just means that in the end, when I'm not playing football again, that the Gronk Beach Party can live on every year at the Super Bowl for sure.
I gotta ask a question for all of your brothers, Rob. Is it ever annoying how good your brother is at football?
You should ask all the other brothers that played in the NFL except me.
I don't want to compare, but you know, six Super Bowls is a lot of,
it's a lot of Super Bowls. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, the one thing it makes you feel like we all had shorter NFL careers. It makes us feel like we didn't even have an NFL career because Rob's is so good.
Asshole.
But I gotta sometimes remember that I play in the NFL too, and it's just Rob. I mean, we love it though. I mean, sometimes it's say what's better than being rich. It's having a rich brother. So we still get to do everything. We get to do everything. He has to work, you know?
Hey, I can kind of relate to that. I can kind of relate to that with Logan. How much of going to Super Bowl number six can be attributed to having a strong family around you and having a strong team and having those brothers there for you your whole life?
I believe that, you know, my childhood has definitely helped me get to where I am, because when we were growing up, you know, I had friends in the neighborhood, Gord had friends in the neighborhood, Dan had friends in the neighborhood, Chris had friends, Glenn had friends, and it didn't matter what age you were when you were at our house or whenever we were at our friend's house. We were all competing versus each other. So like I said, when I nailed Glenn, in our home video with mini sticks, he was competing with us. It didn't matter that he was 4 years younger. He was competing. And then there would be a 10-year-old when I was six and I would be competing. So just that, you know, getting implanted in my mind, that competition, no matter who it was versus, like, I definitely contribute a lot of that. And also, my brothers beat the crap out of me, like, nonstop. So I feel like these hits now that I take in the NFL, being young and just always getting pounded on and taking those hits has got me prepared for such violency in the game of the NFL.
I used to beat the shit out of Jake, and I said the same thing. This will prepare you for the NFL.
That's actually why he's a great boxer.
He never made it to the NFL. He never made it.
Hey, well, that's probably why he won his last boxing match. It's probably because of you, Logan.
That's yeah.
What'd you guys think of that? Did you guys watch that fight? Could you have predicted that was going to go down that way? And what do you guys think about the next fight against Askren?
No one has answered.
They're like Askren's gonna. They're like Askren's gonna fuck him up.
You know, I think Chris and Glenn got scared. Like, I'm not gonna say anything because if I say something wrong, they're gonna beat me up in the boxing
match. Yeah, better watch them.
Hey, Rob, could you ever see yourself in a boxing match?
I've actually went to the Floyd Mayweather Pacquiao fight, and I was there with Amendola and Julian, and like we were all, you know, gassed up after the fight, and we were rolling around the lobby, and Amendola had his hands up like this, and I was just throwing jabs at his hands the whole day, the whole time. He's like, getting you prepared, Rob, for the next fight. And like in that moment, I felt like I could do it. And then the next day, Amendola showed me his hands. His hands were completely swollen, and we had to go to practice, and he didn't want to catch the football 2 days later still because his hands were swollen because we were just going that ham.
That's perfect. Sounds like you're built for the sport or just all sports.
Yeah, you know. I think we're going to take two Gronk bros versus the Pauls.
Oh, damn. I would please. Can you do that at Gronk? Can you do that at Gronk Beach? Do that at Gronk Beach as a promotional aspect of Gronk Beach. Have Cascade in the background or one of those guys. I would pay any money to see that happen.
Speaking of money, if you guys decide to do that, let me know at least 2 weeks. I can liquidate all of my money and put it on you guys. Because, dude, look at this guy. I've been staring at your neck for like four, like what? How long have we been on this?
He's picking up a large fraction of his screen.
Dude, he looks like he's the dispensed candy, and it's like if he goes back, it's just like a pez head.
So I kind of mentioned this on your guys' live stream, but I want to ask it in a different way, perhaps. If you could go back in time and give advice to the 10-year-old version of yourself, because you're all successful in your own regard, and you all know what it's like to grow up around a support system that is there for you at every second of every day. But what would you tell your 10-year-old self if you could go back in time right now, knowing what you know?
Well, who should we start with? The oldest?
Yeah. Gord's young. He's going to
fact that he probably should have played football.
that's right. I should have tried and played football. The whole thing, the whole story with that was the day I went out for tryouts, my younger brother Dan, who was 4 inches taller than me and got all the chicks, so I was jealous in my grade. He was the quarterback at the time as a sophomore. Dude, he was throwing bullets. And like Rob punching Amendola's hands. I went home and my hands were black and blue. And then I was like, Dan, I'm not playing football again.
You ruined your brother's experience, Dan.
Yeah.
Dan, what would you tell your 10-year-old self?
You just got to be confident and to go after it. I mean, Gordon and I were the first two through. I just saw Rob and all of them after saw us, and they had the confidence rolling through. But we had to figure it all out. But let's go through and trust yourself, trust in what you got. This is too serious a question for this show.
we could go back to Shrine Nightclub if you want. If you guys want to go back to Shrine.
I told myself to go party more. Yeah, that's what I should
have told. Hey, they're right. We try to give some value sometimes.
Yeah, this is a pretty serious one. I was gonna ask Rob again another question about Super Bowl VI. What does six mean to you compared to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? All the other Super Bowls you went to, what does this one mean that the other ones might not have?
You know, this one's a little bit different, but I would say a couple of people have asked me already this week, what's the most important Super Bowl to you? And I would say it's the first one, because it gets you inducted into the Super Bowl club. Like, you're there, you made it, like you won a Super Bowl. Like, if you won two Super Bowls, three Super Bowls, or one Super Bowl, you won a Super Bowl. Like, you know what it took, you know what it's all about. But the sixth one, this is my sixth time going. It would be my fourth one. But the fourth one, I mean, it would definitely be on that level of like the first one, because it's coming out of retirement. It's like it's coming to a whole new team, a whole new organization, going to the Super Bowl my first year. I would just feel like, it's kind of like the first one. You're getting back into that club. You're getting back into that Super Bowl club. Since I took a year off, that's what it feels like. I mean, it would be right up there with all the other ones. If not, could possibly be the best one so far. So we'll see Sunday.
This may be a dumb question, but is this the first time you've played a Super Bowl in the city that the team was the home team? Or did you have one before that?
Dude, that's the first time ever in NFL history.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yep.
They say there's no such thing as a dumb question, but that one was dumb.
At least I prefaced that. Yes.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yo, I can't believe he's younger than you. He's a whole elementary student younger than
crazy.
You.
Crazy. Wild.
Crazy wild.
Crazy wild, bro.
You told me, Rob, that you plan on, when you win, denting the Super Bowl trophy again. What did Kraft say to you when you did that the first time?
Oh, it wasn't, at the moment. Like, here's how it went down. I did it, and then the PR guy, Stacy, like, he's the PR of the team. He's the media guy of the team. Does a great job, but, like, he gets real nervous, like, when I do things. Like, he used to get real nervous when I used to have pictures of my shirt, off me. When I, people would take pictures of me, like, when I'm partying. Like, Rob, like, we can't have that. Like, he, that type. Because he just wants a clean image. That's what he does. And so that happened. He looks at it, and he starts shaking, like, Rob, like, what did you do? Like, shaking, so nervous. And I'm like, what do you mean? I bunted. Like, did you see that bunt? That was a base hit. And he's shaking. I was like, that was legendary. He's like, really didn't think about it that I actually dented the trophy. I just did it and was like, oh yeah, that was nothing, you know? And he's sitting there like about to crap his pants, basically. Like, what am I going to tell Mr. Kraft? And then Mr. Kraft told me, he's like, man, we're going to keep it, man. That was cool. We're going to keep that for you. He goes, we're going to keep it for you because of that catch that you had in the game. And I was like, thank you, Mr. Kraft. That's why I love you, baby.
Good. I think it's on brand. You know, there's a story behind it. Which one of y'all, how do I say this? I'll say it in a PG way. Which one of y'all is the biggest scaredy cat? Like who's got some irrational fears or phobias that, you know, I'm sure one of y'all is scared of spiders or are y'all just eating steel and fighting ghosts?
I'll have to give it to Chris. He's the most jacked one in the family, posts all his muscles with his shirt off every day on Instagram. So if you want to see that, make sure you follow him, Logan. But then he gets his flu shot and he passes out from the little tiny needle from the flu shot.
Like unconscious, pass out, falls over?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
He went down.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing.
The most jacked bro can't get a flu shot.
You can't be the only one. I feel like you're a pussy.
When it comes to that?
No, in general.
No, in general, absolutely.
No, I'm telling you.
Oh yeah, okay, I'm accepting it. Okay, I don't know what you want from it. Also, are you gonna
wait? I know why Chris is so scared of the flu shot. Because he's not really jacked. He inflates his arms so they look jacked. So then when he got poked with the flu shot, you know, it broke up the muscle because they were inflated. And so then they started deflating and then he passed out because he has a muscle pump.
Yeah, I didn't know was going to go.
Makes a
way.
Lot of sense. Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
It's scared of football.
How do y'all have this, this drive, you know, because each one of you guys has this entrepreneurial spirit. But is it genetics? Is it something your parents did right? Is it the competition that your brothers created? Where does it come from?
Well, Papa Gronk, man. I'm 35 years in business now? Papa. Our dad raised us two jobs for 6 years, starting his own business while raising five boys, man. Just insanity thinking about it. I think we just all saw him and my mom as well, just grinding, man. Coming from nothing and
he's in the room with
Logan,
you.
Have you ever heard our pops in the morning when you're having breakfast or you're sleeping, all you hear is
which means
every morning.
What do you mean he's fucking?
Literally insane.
What you
no gym in our basement. He works out at 6:30 every day.
Oh, I thought elaborate.
I was like, yo, your dad's fucking
getting it in
nice.
Every morning.
He has two jobs, five kids. He has to get it in early in the morning, or he won't fuck at all. 6 o'clock in the morning.
Rob, I've heard you say before you hate being bored. You started a YouTube channel in the past year. You spiked Steve Harvey's Lego head on national television. You hosted a TV show. You were on The Masked Singer. Do you enjoy these other ventures to keep yourself busy? Or what are some other things that you want to do?
Yeah, I actually do like enjoy them for sure. I mean, sometimes, you know, if you do it too much, it can you know, wear on you. A lot of travel if you're traveling all around. But when things line up and you got some time, just, you know, hop on TV shows, host a TV show or something, and you got that time to do it, it's a blast. And you got to enjoy it. And going on Masked Singer, I would probably say that was one of my funnest things to do because I kind of always wanted to learn just how to sing a little bit, you know, how to dance a little bit. And we are terrible, I would say, as a family at remembering songs. So I just wanted to finally remember a song for the first time in like my life. And it comes from my dad, I think, because when you see him sing, like he says one word every like 20 words. And I was like, I gotta finally like remember a song. So when I went on The Masked Singer, it was just a lot of fun, just learning a song, learning how to dance a little bit. But let me tell you, it took a while too. To remember that first song, it took me about 5 hours. But then after that, you start picking it up and you start remembering new songs, like just like that as it goes on.
What was the first song again? Was it Vanilla Ice or something like that?
Yeah, it was vanilla ice baby. And then I got it down to a T. Like, you know the song by Eminem, Rap God? Like, I can sing Eminem, Vanilla Ice Ice Baby that quick now, too.
Do you want to, is there any chance you'd want to give us a quick snippet?
Yeah, I'll try.
I think he was about to.
All right, stop, collaborate in this, and I sit back with the brand new invention. Something grabs holding me tightly, full of carpoon, day to night. Will ever stop, yo, I don't know, turn off the lights and I'll blow. To extreme, I wreck a mic like a vandal, light up the stage and watch the trumpet like a candle dance. Rush the speaker that booms, I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom, deadly. When I play, don't melody anything less than the best of the family. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight, you better hit bullseye, because this kid don't play. And if there was a problem, yo, I'll stop and check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Woo!
Whoa! Wow! Whoa! Let's fucking go, dude! I like that you didn't blink the whole time, too. It was very intense.
I'm wrapped up. Lights going.
Wow. Dude, I thought we were going to get in trouble with the whole Tampa Bay crowd if his head exploded before the fucking scene almost happened, bro. Oh, my God, bro. That was amazing.
Yeesh. I think it's so cool that you went to Tampa with Tom Brady. That relationship on and off the field, I'm sure, contributes to how much success you guys are having. Is that awesome to travel with the teammate especially one as special as Tom Brady, and then make it as far as you did time and time again?
Well, this is, I never really told anyone, but the real reason why I came to Tampa is, you know, because when he came down here, he did an interview with Howard Stern, and he told Howard Stern I had, you know, the nicest piece in the locker room. Like, it was very beautiful. So I was like, that is a gentleman. What a guy. Like, I want that guy always throwing me the passes.
Yo, as soon as you...
I got to go to Tampa now. When he went down there, I was like, I got to help him out. He just helped me out by telling everyone I have the nicest ding-a-ling in the locker room. That was appreciated.
As soon as you opened your mouth there, Logan already started laughing because he knew what was going to come out was going to be fucking nonsense.
It's not nonsense.
Wait, is that, yo, to all the brothers, I mean, I'm sure you guys know better than anybody else. Is that a true statement? Is Rob packing the most heat in the family or what?
I don't know. We should probably ask Tom.
That means Tom saw all of you guys naked, though.
Yeah.
They said they're going to Dubai on a jet. Sorry about that. They said they're going to Dubai, or they would go to Dubai on a jet after, if they could go anywhere in the world. Now I'm speaking rhythmically.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's semi-open, right?
Yeah.
You can go there and do. Have you guys been to Dubai before? All of you guys?
No, never been.
Any plans after? Like, Rob, you gonna go crazy?
No, you know, there's really no plans right now. Just really, it's all about the game. But, you know, I can, you know, with the pandemic going on, you really can't really make plans right now. And I'm not really worried about it because I've traveled so many places already. And, like, I'm just really, truly actually just worried about the game. And then when that, you know, finishes, then I can plan some trips because I'm definitely going to go on some trips. Like, I gotta, like, I've been literally 6 months straight. Like, I haven't had any time off since August 2nd. We've been playing football for 28 weeks. This is my 28th week straight playing. So I'm ready for a vacation, but I'm also ready for the game this Sunday.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
If the pandemic wasn't going on, you had any choice in the entire fucking world, you win the Super Bowl, and you can't include Shrine Nightclub as your answer, where would you go if you could go anywhere, dude?
Well, we kind of answered this. I said Dubai.
That's your answer. I thought, no.
Danny goes, he just said Dubai.
No. But I thought that was because it's kind of open. I didn't know if you had like a dream location, like Tom Brady's basement or some fucking other answer, you know? I don't know.
hey, Chris, I got a question.
Yeah.
You guys have played you in a regular season game before. You've played against each other.
Yeah.
Was that cool? Was there inherent, like, yo, I have to, you know, murder this guy now? What's that like, the pressure of the NFL?
what ended up happening was, you know, he pulled himself all this off all the special teams, so I couldn't actually go against him because we're both on offense. So instead, he sat on the sideline, and every time I ran by, you know, he would yell out, you know, 44 sucks. Or 44, everything he could think of. And, you know, I ended up having a great game, and I got special teams player of the week. I got the belt. So, you know, I think I won that one on him.
Damn.
I can, yeah, he had zero TDs too, so, you know.
I can feel the tension.
You just brought back, like, anger. They get off this. They're like, you know what? Fuck that guy. I don't know.
He's about to say something. Hold up. Let him say it. He's thinking.
I'm just going to let him have this one. But I got the – I was shit-talking on the sidelines. So if you shit-talk, you win. You're the winner that
I asked you this on the last live stream. But which one of you had the most fun in college?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think we got to talk about the hot tub here. Gord, you want to talk about that one?
Well, I actually had the most fun at Rob and Chris's college.
He went to college for 15 years. He was in college. Can you believe it?
15. Yeah, pretty much.
Studying the whole time,
so my
right?
Off-season super, of pro baseball was living with them.
You were a super duper senior, dude.
You were living with your brothers going to class or just – you know, hanging out, just hanging.
No, I skipped class. So what I would do is I would make sure when they got home that the floors were, like, soaked up real nice. So we could do slip and slide right through the kitchen, then the dining room and out the back door so we could jump right into the hot tub. And there was a nice tree right there, and it might have been filled with panties and bras. But, you know, I'm not sure.
It might have been filled.
I can't imagine you guys, like, I don't know. Like, if you weren't in the NFL, what would you be doing?
They'd be doing that, dude. Just partying up.
Just forever? Just in college.
Forever? Yeah, they'd still be in college right now, dude.
Like,
Wait, where did y'all go to school? Did y'all go to different schools?
Yeah, Gord, could you name off your list?
Yeah.
Amherst Community College for 6 years to start it.
Which one of you guys growing up was, like, the biggest simp for girls? Like, would do anything for a girl? Like, which one were you like, my God, he's such a pussy when it comes to girls? Wow, you guys stick together, huh? Why fucking no one wants to answer that one.
I would say, Gord, do you want to answer that one?
I don't really know because, like, growing up, that wasn't me. But now, it's a little different story.
Well, that was a great answer.
Which one of you guys are single? Because I know Roberto has got his lady, but what about everybody else?
Hey, what? I don't have my name next to anything that says married, so I just consider that single.
Oh yeah. Let's go. Whoever
you're dating right now is not going to want to hear that, but yeah. Yeah, what did you say, man? She's gonna say, that Logan Paul kid was right. I can't believe you said that about me also. I don't know why she's 90. Yo, I remember growing up.
What a line that was.
I remember growing up, my brother lost his virginity before me. I was pissed. Like growing up in high school. It was a big deal that, you know, my little brother was laying pipe before I did.
Well, you were like a math nerd. Were you like a math nerd or like what was it? You were into physics and stuff, weren't you?
Suck a dick, bro.
Hey, I was a math nerd. Why are you making fun of him?
I feel like
your brothers told me you weren't. When you dropped off the live stream, they said the grades weren't as important to you as, like, anything.
He is good at math, though. Did you not see his interview?
What did you say? I didn't hear that.
They said that grades weren't as important to you because I asked if you guys were competitive in the classroom, and they said you didn't care as much about the grades.
I was A+ at not caring.
So many one-liners, just left and right. Your team sent me some funny questions to ask. Who wins in a spelling contest?
None of us.
None of us. No, but hey, you're good at math, though, right? Like, that's what I saw. Some people
Yeah.
Yeah, real good at math.
Fantastic. So maybe you would have been an
engineer. Do your equation, Rob.
Rob, what's 6 plus 9 plus 6 times 9?
That was a good one. That was a good one. You said it wrong. I think you said it wrong. I think you tricked me. Yeah. Say it again.
6 plus 9 plus 6 times 9.
Okay. Well, 6 times 9 is 54.
There you go.
If I'm correct. And then if you add 6 to that,
six.
Yeah, if you add 9 more to that, what is the answer, Logan?
Let's go.
I don't know. Sorry, you have to figure out 15 times 36. I'm not a calculator.
No, what are you talking about? No, he just gave it to you. 60 plus 9. Just say the answer.
69.
There you fucking go.
My guy. Now we know Logan don't know math.
He might have just not been listening, to be honest with you. He's not too bad at math.
I was fully paying attention and completely lost. But
I just quickly did 54 plus 15 was 69.
Yeah. Pemdas. You gotta do 59.
Parentheses.
That's a parenthesis.
Exclamation point.
Exclamation point. Yeah.
More application.
When you guys weren't, you know, playing sports, eating peanut butter and jelly, beating the shit out of each other growing up, what were you doing? Checkers, puzzles.
Call of Duty.
COD.
Oh, there we go. Who's the best Warzone player in the house, or in the family?
Zombies.
Oh, zombies.
I love
that. Yeah, we're about 10 years behind in video games.
Did you guys play Buried?
I was big. What?
Did you guys play Buried? It's like Buried or something like that with zombies?
I've never heard of that before.
What's your deal, George?
That's the only time I played zombies.
Well, hold on.
You're going to sabotage our interview.
First of all, you're not 10 years behind me because I'm geriatric. I'm elderly. I'm Logan's old friend. What's the best Call of Duty ever made?
Call of Duty.
The OG title. Got it.
Yeah, because it started it off. It started the chain.
Got it.
I have a selfish question. Do any of you enjoy collectibles? Sports collectibles, Pokemon, I don't know.
Yeah, we used to have Pogs back in the day.
Pogs.
Stamps, coins, and different types of money.
Oh, okay, good. So you're slightly into – I don't know if you're into Pokemon, but this is still cool. I'm going to show it off because I'm proud of it. So I'm really into Pokemon. All right, so right here,
yeah,
I have 6 first edition boxes. This is literally $2 million worth of Pokemon cards sitting next to me. I just got it. I don't know if you care, but I'm so happy.
Subtle flex.
Hey, don't worry. I used to trade Pokemon cards with Glenn. You know we did.
Okay, good.
That's your favorite one by far.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, this Charizard's in here. I can feel him.
Pikachu! Charizard! Fire!
Fire!
Hey. Man, I appreciate your guys' time. I know we're sort of limited, and Rob, you want to focus on the game this week, but I really do want to say I appreciate you guys coming on and speaking with us. This was a fun episode, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Logan, thank you, man. We'll see you soon, man.
Of course, brother.
Yeah, let's do this more often.
Definitely.
Rock Beach Party, we'll want you to show up.
Oh, we'll be there for sure. For sure. Rob, good luck. Go fucking get him, dude. Bring him home, Rob. For Tampa. Do it for Tampa, yeah. Rob.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go, Rob.
Fuck yeah.
Let's go.
Do it for Tampa.
Let's go.
For Tampa Bay.
Yes.
That's right.
Let's go.
All right, good luck, guys. If he better win. If he loses, they're going to blame it on us. All right, bye.
See you, boys.
Peace.
Whoa. What a great family.
Whoa.
What a great family.
Yo, that was nuts.
It's always tough when you get 12 people in the same room trying to, especially over Zoom. But
12 people in different rooms.
And it worked pretty well.
Yeah, I thought it was nice.
I learned that this is the first time ever the Super Bowl happened in a city and had the hometown team in the Super Bowl.
Very cool.
Pretty dumb question. I'm sure no one on this set fucking knew that.
I didn't think it was a dumb question.
Oh, great. Okay, cool.
I didn't think it was a dumb
question. Cool, that helps a little bit.
We interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsors. I don't know about... I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen, now more than ever. And whether you're already an avid news watcher or in serious need of a distraction, like me, unplugging yourself is easier said than done, and one of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content that I'm itching for by putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. Whether you're catching up on your favorite news podcast, binging an audiobook, or powering through your workout with a pumped up playlist, a pair of Raycons in your ears can make all the difference. No dangling wires or stems to get in your way. Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. They're built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat resistance construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly, and with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. And the best part is something I haven't said yet, but I'm about to. Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. They're offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's what you got to do to go get it. Go to buyraycon.com/slogan. 15% off. That's it. Entire Raycon order. Feel free to grab a pair and a spare. 15% off. buyraycon.com/slogan. I'm so glad I don't have to deal with you anymore. Welcome back to the program.
Jeff Bezos stepping down as the CEO of Amazon. Is it weird that I'm saying that right now? Maybe. Is the episode still going? Let me ask the host of the actual show, Logan Paul.
Sure thing. Yeah, there's some things we can cover for sure.
Okay. Jeff Bezos stepping down as the CEO of Amazon. Do we know why yet? Should I search it? That's interesting. Yeah. Stock is up after the announcement.
Stock went up. Yeah. Everyone thought Bezos was not good for the company.
Is that the case?
I don't know.
No, that's not the case. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe a renewed drive and renewed thought about this new blood coming to the helm at Amazon. But the stock, as we both know, because we dropped a shit ton of hundreds of thousands into it.
I took it all out and put it
all
in GameStop.
But you were getting a little hit on it, right?
Not at all. It was so stagnant for so long. I took it out, put it all on GameStop, lost the majority of my money, and now the Amazon stock went up. By the way, it's how my life tends to go when it comes to trading money on the stock market in any exchange, really.
Yeah, as he's sitting next to $2 million worth of Pokemon cards.
Oh, I'm going to have to pawn this.
That's how my life goes.
I'm going to pawn all of it.
It was all. it was stated on the last episode when you talked about selling out of your options on GameStop that I saw some comments in the section that you had paper hands, that you were a.
What does that mean again?
That you weren't a holder. You weren't a holder of stock. You didn't have the diamond fist.
Oh, paper hands.
Yeah, and that you were weak for letting go of it. And there's a lot of people that think that GameStop is going, quote unquote, to the moon.
Some guy just texted me right now, a guy who told me to invest in GameStop when it was first going up, swearing on his life that it was going to go to 800, possibly 1,000. He said, I'm still holding on to GME. I trust the stock to still show up at 800 to 1,000. I would go ahead and say that's impossible.
Well, we don't like that term here on the show. It's pretty
impossible.
Absolute. How about improbable?
Impossible.
Okay, fair enough.
I think Portnoy was getting some heat too.
Oh yeah, because he sold out and lost 700,000.
At what point
trade.
Do you cut your losses? The fastest dollar earned is the dollar saved, Mark.
Well, hey, you don't gotta tell me that. Well,
look, he said he bought it at the absolute high on AMC, Nokia, and Naked, and sold at the exact bottom. I lost 700K, and people are calling me a suit and a pussy. I may be a pussy, but I'm deaf, not a suit. Well said. I feel the same way. Like I might be a bitch ass for selling my stock, but.
You're not a suit.
No chance.
Yeah, because there were other people in the comments saying that you were a puppet for Wall Street.
Right, whatever, man.
No one said that. Not a single person said that.
I like how you talked about Amazon right after the Gronks.
Why?
I thought we were maybe just going to stick with sports.
Okay, let's all talk about sports for a second. Which expertise area do you guys want to settle on in the sports arena?
Whoa.
Box.
Hold on.
What? What are you going
to... You're talking to an 0-1-1 professional boxer, an all-state American in football, and one of the best wrestlers in the state of Ohio in high school, not college.
And you're talking to a guy who was top five fastest in the Challenger Games.
Oh, that is true.
Don't knuckle me.
Fuck. I was a commentator at the Challenger Games.
Yeah, that's...
If that
that's cool.
Matters at all.
Freshman beatdowns?
I remember them.
Did you ever get one?
Nah, I was a little too big for that. But actually, I had this one kid. I'll just shout him out, dude. I had this one kid my whole life. His name was Brian McKenna, real Irishman. And this kid beat me up. He was I think one grade ahead of me, but he was a family friend, quote unquote friend. And just beat me up the whole time as I was growing up. And he always said the same thing to me: "I'm going to continue to beat me up until you hit me back. I am only doing this not to bully you, but to train you to fight back. That's it. And for years, I was like, oh, if I fight back, he's going to get so mad. He's going to hit me even harder. And then one day I fought back and he never did it again.
Wait.
Yeah. Shout out Brian McKenna, dude. That was an important lesson because I didn't have brothers and he knew that.
That's actually an elevated level of bullying. Everyone who went to Westlake High School in Ohio, Cleveland, Coots.
Oh.
The Coots brothers. They were like that.
Oh, brother?
Yo, but bigger. Bigger and wider was the thing. These boys were huge. They called him a manster, half man, half monster.
I thought you were going to say like half hamster. Man, hamster, yeah.
Dog, I'm talking like the freshman playing on varsity, and I went to one game, and he was in the middle of a run, and he got tackled, and he like snapped his fibia, and everyone was obviously pissed because he was like our best player, and he was the freshman.
Took a blowtorch and fused it back into place.
Yo, the whole stadium. And by stadium, I mean small high school amphitheater.
Bleachers.
It was horrifying. But these kids were so tough. And he was the one who kind of like led the helm of some of the freshman beatdowns. I was lucky. When I was a freshman, I tore a piece of cartilage in my knee. And so I would walk around on crutches. I'd still go to the practices to support my team. But I was always so scared whether or not he was going to beat my ass because I was already like crippled. Right?
Yeah, you were the cripple. Yeah. So nobody fucked you. They call you gimp and shit like that?
They call me gimp and I'm shit. Sure. And I remember being scared. I'll just say it. Like, I was scared, man, because my friends called me shrimp before I went through puberty. I was super small. I was kind of frail. And I was able to, for me, luckily, like, postpone in the same way, you know, Mayweather versus Logan Paul is postponed. my freshman beatdown until sophomore year where I could sort of defend myself a little bit. And I remember like just counting down the days till Coots graduated and I didn't get my ass kicked. So for all the freshmen out there, you're going to get your ass beat.
Well,
sorry, fake an injury for the entire year. Transfer schools, fight back. What?
Well, that's not.
I got out of it because this is probably. I don't know if this is probably gonna get cut, but I would pee in the football players.
Pee your pants.
No, they were taking steroids, and they knew that I didn't do any drugs, so I would pee in cups and sell my piss to them.
You're lying.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
And that's how I got out. The guy came up to me. He's like, "Hey, we're not gonna buy your shit no more." He's like, "But well, also, we won't beat your ass." And I was like, done.
You got out of being bullied by selling piss. Is
yeah,
what
freshman year. Yeah, yeah.
Bro, the worst part. I was in eighth grade. And it was like the high school, I don't know, what's it called when they teach you about, you know, high school? I don't know.
Orientation. The orientation?
Sort of.
Dare.
Yeah, and I remember they had these counselors, and we were all like.
Is that what it, is he talking? Are you talking about drug and high school?
Drug like, abuse resistance education?
Dare.
No.
Yeah.
No. But I remember the counselors were telling us about this a freshman beatdown thing that I've heard about, and they said, no, it absolutely does not exist. And man, kids are getting hospitalized like in the first week. And I'm like, oh my God.
They lied to me.
This is crazy. This is inhumane. Why would anyone go to this high school? Like in general, not just mine. Like, why would anyone go to high school for fear of getting their fucking face punched in?
Now I know. Don't
touch me.
Now I know why I got to skip the freshman segment because I did freshman year at a Catholic high school, and if you did any shit like that, they'd literally beat your fucking ass, dude.
At
like
the brothers,
yeah. Well, it's Catholic, bro. It's called Notre Dame West Haven, and the brothers were, they still had the. This was back in 1954, and they still had the ability to beat the fuck out of kids. You know, they would smack my wrist with a ruler, punch me in the back of the head.
Mike, how old are you, bro? That's
76.
My mom and dad, I think they stopped doing that with them.
Dude, when I played football, I was pretty good because I was big and I didn't give a fuck. Like whatever my coach said, I did. And a high school football coach's job is to win, right? So he wasn't thinking about my health or my future in any way, right? So it's you pretty much go sacrifice yourself, your body, your well-being for the team, and I did. Yeah. And I liked playing with my boys. You know, some of the people I still text to this day, Mac, we played football together, like, and our team was good. We went to the playoffs for the first time in 18 years, which was it was one of those years. Yeah. It was a big deal. We went 9-1 and then lost. But it was a good year. It was a really good year, and I remember a couple times getting concussed. Got my first concussion. It was a classic head-to-head collision, and I it took me longer to get up because up until that point, every hit that I delivered, like I lacerated some kid's liver.
Shouldn't have done that.
With it, not intentionally, but he's probably going to hear about this. Yeah. I'm to this day so sorry. He could never play contact sports again.
Come on.
I didn't, not intentionally. Yeah. I ran into him at OU and I was like, by the way, sorry about the whole liver thing. He's like, it's fine, man. This is fucked up. But anyways, this first time I got a concussion, I was on all fours and my dad could tell something was wrong. He was like an assistant coach. He was like an assistant coach.
He was the water boy, is what you're saying.
Damn near.
He was newly divorced, didn't have a job. He just hung around. Really had no business being there. But yeah, he gave
they just
advice.
Legally couldn't tell him to leave. Everyone wanted to. They just kept coming.
But he noticed that something was wrong because it took me a little longer to get up. And I was the linebacker. I don't know how much you know about football, but the linebackers call the play.
Yeah.
Count the linemen, pick the play, look the signal from my coach, and I get up, and I literally did not know where I was. I knew I was supposed to be doing something, but I didn't know what, and I didn't know why.
Like chores or something.
I had no idea.
Like quick stop. Why the fuck were you playing linebacker? What was the size? You're small. You're not a huge man,
for
bro.
High school?
How big were you? I saw the high school videos of you. You weren't a massive man, were you?
I was the same size.
You are the same as you are now.
Same size, except I have a beard now.
Oh Lord. Okay. Well, even without the beard, I wouldn't have been scared. I mean, remember Shaved Face Logan? It wasn't the scariest person.
No, he was a little thicker in the face because he had some inflammation from wrestling, constantly getting hit and
ringworm.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I remember thinking like, oh yo, I'm supposed to be doing something. Whatever.
That's four fucking times. I literally will lacerate your liver if that happens. Turn the phone off. Put it on Do Not Disturb.
Okay.
How is that? We have those such a massive podcast.
I'm sorry.
You're being unprofessional. Mike, stop yelling at him.
look, I got this bad concussion. They told me not to go to sleep, and that's all you want to do when you get concussed. Everyone who has a concussion knows that. You just want to go to sleep and like end it. And we ended up winning this game, long story short. But I went to a party afterwards. I don't know how I got there. I don't remember like my
friend. Were you concussed or roofied? What's going on here? Why are you so confused?
Well, I got roofied at the party.
Stop it.
No, okay.
Oh my God.
It's not funny.
It's not, Mike. Stop it. Go on.
So that's it. That's a story. Just don't play football.
Do you remember?
I got a quick story for you.
I won't let my kid play football unless he's like, yo, dad, I'm leaving this house forever if you don't let me play football. It is so dangerous. If you don't play the right way or have coaches who aren't guiding you in the right way, it is a dangerous sport. All of my injuries that I feel to this day, pulled hip flexors, surgery on both knees, the concussions that I experienced, all from football.
My parents are they just heard the truth of this story. It took me years to tell them the truth because I was terrified. But seventh grade, two-hand touch football. No tackling, no nothing. The grass was wet, and I was punting the ball, and I slipped. And I went full back, boom, hit my back of the head. Completely fine. So embarrassed. I was so embarrassed because the girl that I liked was staring at me, and I did this like wink at her, and I missed, and I went boom, and I just closed my eyes. I go, this is not happening. I did not just wink at her with all that confidence and just fall on my head. So I stood there in my mind, just like, okay, what do you do? What do you do? And then I heard her go, oh my God, George! And then I was like, oh my God, God made this happen. This is my movie moment. She's gonna run to me. So I just sat there with my eyes closed. I was like, oh. She ran up, and then I felt like a hand on my chest.
Penis. Oh, okay.
And I was like, this is amazing. But then I was like, these are some heavy hands.
Oh.
I finally got my eyes open. I look up. It's the PE teacher.
Oh.
And he's like, don't move. And I was like, oh, my God, what am I doing? I'm completely fine, by the way. Like, I could got up
Boy
and kept
girl,
playing.
Boy or girl, PE teacher.
Man.
Was it cool when he performed CPR on you?
Didn't touch me. Immediately called the ambulance. He's like, you can't move. You are out. And I was like, no, I'm good.
Oh,
he
goes, God. No. One of those.
You can't
get up. Sorry, we have you under concussion protocol.
Dude.
You're four.
Blows the whistle.
Everybody go inside.
What?
Bro, everybody's walking by me. Oh, my God. People are talking shit. You fucked us all up for this game, blah, blah, blah. We're never picking him again. I'm already hated. Like, so I'm laying there, and I'm like, okay, just embarrassed myself in front of this girl.
Right.
Hairy knuckles on my body.
Assyrian.
Everybody's talking shit to me.
Yeah.
I go, this can't get worse. Ambulance come.
Oh, my God. At what point are you just going to refute? Like, yo, motherfucker, I'm fine.
At this point,
stop touching my dick.
I'm so deep, and I'm like, this is fucking embarrassing. I'm riding this shit. So I thought they were going to come, check me with the light, be like, you're good, go back to class. Bro, I swear to God, I'm not lying. They're doing the IV thing, and the fucking dude is new or whatever, but he keeps missing. And at one point, blood squirts. Onto my
shut
bro
up.
On everything, blood squirts. So now I have blood on me, my own blood, no one else's blood, my blood.
So it was your blood, right?
My blood,
not
nobody
wasn't
else's blood.
Someone
my
else's
blood.
Blood, maybe.
Not somebody else's.
Oh, got
blood.
It.
My blood. They put me on a stretcher, bro. They go.
How is
and
this?
Possible? This is how I fucked up. The guy asked me in front of like the PE teacher, and he just sent everybody into class. He goes, "How bad does it hurt?" And I'm like, "I'm not gonna say four." I just sent everybody back into class. I go, he goes, out of 10, I go, 12. Oh, I can't move. He goes, oh my God. They put the fucking thing around my neck. Bro, they put me on the stretcher. They start putting me in the fucking ambulance. I go, oh God, this is deep. Like, this is really deep. They put me in this special room. They're like immediately doing all this shit. My mom and dad meet me at the hospital. The school calls them. My mom walks in crying. My dad's holding my mom. My sister got out of work. She came.
This is
now they see this shit with fucking blood.
He's paralyzed
on me. They're just crying and they're like, "How are you okay?" I go, "I barely made it." Like, I didn't know what to.
What you kept it going for your family?
What the fuck, Mike? You know what my dad said? He goes, "I swear to God."
Please give him the right accent.
He goes, $3,000. That's how much the fucking you couldn't drive. I go, I'm in seventh grade. So he goes,
Dad, I'm 12.
By the way, also off story, 2 weeks prior, I was in the hospital for eating flaming hot Cheetos. And I had acid reflux.
Little Zan
and I thought I was
shit.
Having a heart attack. So I grabbed my chest and I go, oh, and my mom's a hypochondriac like me. She's like, no, my son's having a heart attack. So, and the doctor's like, no, he just had acid reflux. So I had a hospital bill over that. So they had $6,000 or $7,000 that month over nothing. So
bro.
It took me a long time. I was actually at dinner with them like recently, like a couple years ago. Like, guys, remember that time I went to the hospital? I'll never forget. It was the first time I watched Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk. They put me in the hospital bed and they play this bullshit ass show. And I go forever and always. Now I see Lou Ferrigno. I think of myself dying, but not dying. But yeah, that's the time I hurt myself playing football.
Injuries that happen during like relaxed or like low-key sporting activities always make me laugh, and not really laugh. I mean more like cry, because I ruptured my spleen playing basketball when I was 15 years old. I ruptured one of my my major internal organs.
How'd you do
that?
That
shouldn't happen if you're 15.
I was at the top of the key. I finally got the ball. I was as Logan as
the reference. I was in paint, right?
As Logan would always say, he's too big to be moving like that, you know. And I at this moment I was like, dude, I'm gonna drive hard and I'm gonna go for the layup. And I went and I was driving, and this kid TJ saw me driving to the hole and he couldn't break away from his other defense to block me from going for the layup. So he just stuck his foot out. He thought that was the right answer. And so classic street ball move. Yeah. You just trip the motherfucker when they're going for the layup. And I went to jump up and I got elevated and I literally went like a domino straight down to the ground. And I just remember hitting the ground full bore with like my abdomen. And for a second, it was that same kind of moment. Like everything kind of like gets wide around you and you have just like that second. And I got back up and somebody passed me the ball and I was like, I started to dribble again at the top of the key. I don't know why I kept getting the ball at the top of the key. I'm not a fucking point guard. I'm 6'3". What the fuck was I doing? But I was like, and they were like, yo, are you good? And I was like, I'm going to lay down for a second inside. And I walked inside to my friend TJ's house. No one was home. And I laid down in the bed for a second. And it was like a warm spring day. And I just remember the drapes were like blowing in the breeze.
What a vivid picture.
I remember it really well. And I was laying there, and all of a sudden, I literally closed my eyes for half a second. I opened them, and they were all just standing around me, staring at me like this. Staring at me like I was looking at five of my friends, staring at me with their mouths open. They go, "You're Mike, you're blue. You're blue. You are blue. Like, we have to do something." And so I called my dad.
Why isn't anybody else doing anything?
I don't know. Because in all honesty, bro, this was a different time. I remember when I fractured my skull on the skiing hill and my brains were leaking out of my head. They were like, yo, can you get down to the bottom of the hill? Can you still ski? Like, it was a different time. There was none of this fucking bullshit. Like, Joe George slipped kicking a ball. Like, it was like, yo, put your brain back in your head and ski, dude. My dad paid $65 for the Killington lift ticket. You're going to finish this fucking day. But it was a different time, so I called my dad. I'm like, Dad, can you bring me to the hospital, please? And he comes and picks me up, and this was like the 50th time he had to pick me up for some dumb shit. Sometimes I would call him, my hand, arm would be hanging off. She's like, what the fuck is this shit now?
Bro, he actually, he's only 10 years older
no,
than
it was
me.
It was
a different time.
Because you guys give me so much shit, so I like to play with it. So he drives me to the hospital, and they're like, I'm like, dude, I'm in so much pain at this point. And they're like, what's wrong with him? Like, does he, you know, what did he break ribs? Or like, he probably broke some ribs. But here, drink 6 gallons of this brown liquid. It was dye. So I drank it. They did a CAT scan, and they come back in, and they go, we actually have some bad news. My mom had come at that point. She goes, your son, your son obliterated his spleen. It doesn't exist anymore. The internal organ has burst completely, and he has lost 1/3 of his blood into his stomach. Oh. And a nurse walks in, and she goes, honey, how much pain are you in right now? And I was like, 1,000. And she's like, I'm going to tell you something that you're not really going to like to hear right now, but we have to do it anyways. And she pulls this lube out and starts lubing up a tube like this.
This is like my worst nightmare.
And I'm like, where the fuck is that tube going? And I'm sitting there bleeding out. You go, you like know, this. And I'm no.
All right, doc. I've been here before.
I'm sitting there bleeding out.
I don't need the lube, just stick it in.
No, it's only 15, so I hadn't had any booty fingers yet. And she comes over and she takes the tube and she starts feeding it into my nose. While I'm wide awake, and it goes in my nose, I feel it turn in the top, and then it goes down my throat into my stomach, and I'm just sitting there with and my mom's watching on, and they're all fucking, I'm sorry, it's gotten quite dark, they're all crying and like screaming, why are you feeding a tube to my son while he's still fucking awake through his nose? And she hits a button and it goes, and I see this brown liquid, blood and fucking organic organ fluids are coming out of this tube and filling a vial.
Organic
organ fluid. Anyways, long story short, yo, we got to go in there. We're going to cut a hole down the center of your body, and we're going to rip your dilapidated, fucked up spleen out of that orifice that we create.
This is all from a guy tripping?
Yeah.
Where is it now?
Where's
I'd
that
like
guy?
To put it in,
I don't know.
I'd like to put it in some
I don't know. And,
and
it only got worse from there. They took it out. They sewed me back up. No spleen. They took care of all the internal bleeding, whatever. 2 weeks later, I'm sitting on the toilet just having a shit, like a normal night shit. I probably had some Wendy's earlier that
British,
night.
Dude?
Bro.
What do you mean?
Having a shit. No turds are coming out. I realized, I'm like, I haven't shit in like 3-4 days. What the fuck's going on? My intestines, this is a common relapse after you remove one organ, tangled into a full knot. My intestines were knotted. So nothing was feeding through. So I go back to the fucking hospital.
Double knot, triple knot.
I go back to the hospital and the doctor goes, we're gonna have to go back in for surgery. Opens the shit back up, untangles my intestines.
Yo, this
and tells my mom when we come out, he goes, the wound was so fresh that I didn't even need a knife to open it. I just ripped it open with my thumbs.
This is horrible.
Horrifying.
Nonetheless, when is the story over?
It's over.
All right.
This is so old. I feel like I could probably say this now. I got in a fist fight with him in his closet about 3 years after that. And he had a little brother who was about 8 years younger. And he was so scared for him that we were having like an actual fist fight that his brother stabbed me with a steak knife in the leg. This is not even in the book. I've never told this story before.
Hey, man.
He was like a little Chucky doll because he was so young. He ran over and put a steak knife into my leg.
Mike, what the fuck life have you lived, bro? First of all, why are you fighting in the closet? What's happening?
We fell into it. Like, we were throwing punches and the closet was open and we fell into it. And all of a sudden, I felt a sharp pain in my
thigh.
Bro,
it took a kid stabbing you in the leg for you to come out of the closet?
Fire! That's all for today's episode of Impulsive, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for watching, viewing, subscribing.
Hey, their manager texted me, and they got a group chat. He said, wow, that was a good interview. I'm crying.
Like,
we just do it different on Impulsive. We got a good cast, and when we vibe with the right people, it's a really special program. But, yeah, that is it. Sorry about your body parts missing.
And it's getting stabbed.
See if we can get those back someday. It sucks that they don't let you keep it, right?
I think I probably could have.
Uh-uh. You can't. Really? I've tried. I've had so much of my body removed. The testicle, the knee. I think there was a part.
Why?
Of my
What's
skull.
The if you have black your web. If you have you your dick cut web. Off, you surely can keep your
no
penis.
Chance. Unless you do it.
Well, that would be the plan,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for watching, guys. Hit the subscribe button. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.